And Simon Tov Kuf Yud Zayin. The Machaber just said that if wheat, if flour was brought into a city which is a majority non-Jews, so then you are allowed to buy from that non-Jew, because we assume that the flour was made on behalf of the non-Jews, and then the non-Jew who is selling it, so therefore the Jew is allowed to buy it. If Hua didn't likach menu pasture of a bobayom bread which was baked that day, you're also allowed to buy from the non-Jew, because we assume that it was really made on behalf of non-Jews. If you know for sure that the grinding of the wheat and the sifting of the wheat was done before Yom Tov, and then the baking was done on Yom Tov, then even in a city which is a majority Jews, it's going to be mutter to buy, because baking is allowed on Yom Tov. So the only issue was the trina and the harkada, the grinding and the sifting. So if you know that that was okay, then that was before Yom Tov, then you're going to be okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah does quote that the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe say that there are some who are machmir on this, of buying the bread which was baked that day, and the Chayyadim says that you shouldn't be makel unless it is a case of need. The Ramah says, Achinim nefeh b'shabbos shalafanav, so too if it was Shabbos and then Yom Tov, and the bread was baked on Shabbos, so then we don't aser preparing for Shabbos into Yom Tov, if it was done for the non-Jew, since Me'ikar Din, even on Shabbos itself, it should be a mutter to eat, as we just saw. If a Jew tells a non-Jew before Yom Tov, Tikneli Yonim Lamachar, please buy me some birds tomorrow, Lo Yava Asa, you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if the guy was going to buy it without any money or anything like that, it's still going to be Asr, since you told the non-Jew how much you wanted him to spend. This is all Asr, because anything which a Jew himself is not allowed to do, so then you're also not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it. So, since you couldn't buy the stuff on Yom Tov, then before Yom Tov, you can't say, please buy me some birds tomorrow. Lo avalim asa kvar, but if you already did it, mutar lechem and b'Yom Tov, then you're allowed to eat them. V'shalim africhen, as long as they're birds which do not fly, because if they're birds which fly, then there is a concern of Tzeda, and that is going to be the problem of Muksa as well. Mechaber continues, avalim raga b'kach, but if it's normal for you to do so, asar lechol mehem, then you're not allowed to eat it, even if you already did it. The ein zechash of diavid came in shiraga b'kach, because we don't call it b'diavid if it's something that you already do, always do, so we're not going to call it a b'diavid situation anymore, and you'd have to wait b'chdei sheyase until after Yom Tov. Siv gemol, lomer l'chaver amalei kli yayin zeh kli yayin, dino b'yom tov k'mo b'shabbos, telling your friend to fill up the wine for you to buy is the same thing as Shabbos. If dalad lo yimad adam se'orim litein l'knei behemto, you shouldn't measure barley in order to put in front of your animal to eat. Elam ashar v'nosein la. Rather, you just kind of estimate and then put it in front of him, because there's a concern that it looks like you're measuring in order to sell and of the whole type thing, and therefore we do not allow you to do so.